bid you welcome for our third Lenten Vespers service, I Caused Your Grief and Sorrow. Join us next Wednesday for our fourth Lenten Vespers service on March 23rd, You Died to Ransom Me, as we continue through the 40 days of Lent, meditating on our Lord Jesus Christ. Each evening for Lent, we follow the Order of Vespers, page 229. So let's begin. Vespers, page 229. Please stand.
O Lord, open my lips.
Hymn 425, When I Survey. You may be seated. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus at a distance. The other disciple was known to the high priest and went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter was standing outside the door. So the other disciple, whom the high priest knew, went out and talked to the girl watching the door and brought Peter into the high priest's courtyard. The slaves and the temple guards who were standing around had lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard, had a heap of burning coals because it was cold. As they sat together and were warming themselves, Peter was standing. Then he sat with the temple guards, warming himself by the fire. He wanted to see how this would end. Then the high priest asked Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken publicly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogue or in the temple where all the Jews gather, and I have not said anything in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he said this, one of the temple guards standing near Jesus slapped him in his face. "Is that how you answer the high priest?" he asked. Jesus answered, "If I said anything wrong, tell us what was wrong. But if I told you the truth, why did you slap me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. All the ruling priests, elders, scribes had been called together. The ruling priests and the whole Jewish council tried to get some testimony against Jesus in order to kill him, but they could not find anything. Although many came forward and gave false testimony against Jesus, even their statements did not agree. At last, two men came forward and gave this false testimony against Jesus. "We heard him say, 'Tear down this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days. I will tear down the temple made by human hands, and in 3 days build another not made by human hands.'" But even on this point, their statements did not agree. Then the high priest stepped forward and asked Jesus, "Are you not going to reply to what these men are testifying against you?" But he was silent, did not answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Swear by the living God and tell us, are you the Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has blasphemed. Why do we need any more witnesses? You've heard the blaspheme yourself. What is the verdict?" They all condemned him. "He is guilty and deserves to die." Some of them began to spit in Jesus' face. The men who were holding Jesus were mocking him. They covered his face, struck him with their fists, and slapped him, saying, "Prophesy, you Christ, and tell us, who hit you?" They kept insulting him in many other ways. Even the temple guards took him and slapped him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Lenten Responsory, page 231.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation. Leave me not, O Lord my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Protect me from those who rise against me.
upon the cross extended, hymn 453. We sing verse 1 and verse 4. Tonight, we just sang, I caused your grief and sighing by evils multiplying as countless as the sands. I caused the woes unnumbered with which your soul is cumbered, your sorrows raised by wicked hands. Holy Week in Lent is filled with irony. Undisciplined, thoughtless, sinful people are injuring the disciplined, holy, humble Lamb of God. Soldiers with great power are mocking the one who has all power in heaven and on earth, but they don't realize it. They are laughing at the one who would be nailed to the cross for their very sins. The one they were sinning against was about to die to forgive even that sin. When we say, I caused your grief and sorrow, this reminds us that Jesus didn't need to be crucified for himself. He was crucified for you and for me. It was our sins that nailed him to the cross. So we see first his grief and sigh. Jesus, the true heavenly priest, is mocked by the earthly high priest. And in so doing, this priest will actually discover the truth. They'll actually find out who Jesus really is, though they don't believe it. Think of Jesus' grief and sighing. Right before this text, all of his disciples deserted him in the Garden of Gethsemane. John and Peter follow behind, and Peter, in a moment in time after this text, will even deny that he knows Jesus. Think of it. The people that he trained for 3 years just simply deserted him and left him in his time of agony, grief, and sighing. When the high priest says to Jesus, tell us what you taught, Jesus was simply saying, I'm not going to go over everything I've been teaching for 3 years. Just ask all the people who've listening, have been listening to me for these years. They'll tell you what I said. But then one of the guards slaps Jesus in the face. saying, that's how you answer the high priest? Jesus had done nothing wrong. He was speaking respectfully, but he was speaking the truth. So he says, if I said something wrong, tell me. But if I'm speaking the truth, why did you slap me? Annas and Caiaphas were conspiring against this Jesus. Here we see what Isaiah foretold, that when Jesus would come as a lamb without blemish, he would be silent before his shearers. Now, I've never sheared sheep myself. I've seen other people do it. The sheep just stands there, and they cut all of it off for the wool. It just stands there and takes it. Jesus is the lamb who simply allows the soldiers and allows the priest to treat him this way. Why? Because he said, this is the hour of darkness. Judgment will fall upon Christ. Oh, such grief and such sighing. There's been times you've grieved deeply. When we're really, really down and grieving, we sigh. We sigh. Jesus knows what it means to grieve and to sigh. And the Lord Jesus Christ also knows what woes and sorrows are. When the false witnesses misquote Jesus, it's true. Jesus said, tear down this temple and in 3 days I will build it up. He spoke about the temple of his body. They were trying to turn Jesus into an insurrectionist who was going to come and tear the actual building down, which in 70 AD the Romans would do, but not Jesus. Even this they did not properly understand. Jesus was the temple of God's presence. He would be torn down in his death upon the cross and on the third day raise up that temple of his body. We don't need the temple in Jerusalem anymore. Our temple is the body of Christ. Christ is the head. We are his body. We are the temple of God, the holy Christian church. And his body was raised on the third day. But in the midst of woe and sorrow, the truth does come out. When the high priest asked him to swear by the living God, are you the Christ? Are you the Son of God? And are you the Son of the Blessed One? Jesus says, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, coming in the clouds of heaven. The living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, promised throughout history in the Old Testament that the Christ, the Messiah, would come. And Jesus is saying, I am that Messiah. They would proclaim that he would be the Son of God who would be born and conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He would indeed be the Son of the Blessed One. What did the Father's voice say at his baptism? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And when Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, who will sit at the right hand of power, coming in the clouds of heaven. That's the book of Daniel. When the Messiah returns at the end of time, the Son of Man, with angels and archangels, and the trumpet call of God, sitting in power on the right hand of God. This, to Caiaphas, was blasphemy. If Jesus was just a man, it was blasphemy. But the reality is, Jesus was exactly what he said. And indeed, echoing the word I am back in Genesis, when God in Genesis and Exodus came to Moses and said, I am who I am. Jesus is saying, I am that Messiah. I am who I am. I am the Son of the Blessed One who came from heaven to earth to be crucified in your place. They say he's guilty. He deserves to die. They spit on his face, they hit his face, they slap his face. The face that had shone in glory in the Mount of Transfiguration, shining in brightness and glory, now they mar that face with spitting and slapping. They mock him, even though he came to die for those very people. So my friends, as we, in our sin, caused his grief and dying, our griefs, our sorrows, our afflictions, our sin, our trespasses were placed upon Jesus. And Jesus now places his joy, his gladness, his relief, his righteousness, his holiness is now placed upon us. This great exchange, which the angels marvel over, that the Holy One took our place under the law, so we who had broken the law can be covered in his righteousness and holiness. Upon the cross extended, we do see our Lord suspended, the shame and blows and bitter death, but the Prince of Life from heaven has freely given us of himself. All praise to Jesus, for we will see that face one day, no longer slapped, but shining in glory, when the Son of Man returns on the right hand of power, clouds of heaven. Praise be to Jesus, the crucified and risen Savior. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We'll continue on page 231. Canticle, the Song of Mary, the Magnificat, page 231, stand to sing.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense.
Kyrie, page 233. We stand to sing.
Holy Spirit, be with you all.